such an excellent game today?
Us having his back and him having confidence in us, you know. Like I said, the running game always, you know, plays a huge part, but Case made some great decisions in some crucial situations and made some, you know, made a hell of a play. So I'm just proud of the man.
Is there a comfort level that he has after playing a week or whatever?
I mean, I guess so. You know, I guess everybody needs to warm up sometimes, you know, to see him go out there and make those passes and have confidence in all the receivers. We came out swinging, and, you know, as when your quarterback bringing that energy, you just try to match him.
Stephon, but it was like instant chemistry with you guys, especially on that Moss-like jump ball in the end zone. You guys, when did you know that in this game that you were clicking with him?
You know, you don't really know that type of stuff. You just try to go in and everybody try to do their job, especially from my point of view. You know, just have his back. You know, he throw you the ball, you got to catch it. You know, I had a drop that I remember clear as day, so I didn't have his back that play. I tried to bounce back the next one.
Can you take us to that touchdown?
I don't remember too much, you know, just trying to make a play for him, you know, got some good protection, got a great ball, just trying to make a play.
He almost got chased down on the 59-yard.
I saw him. Yeah, I was running, and I saw him late. That's why I put two hands on it, so, and I got a flag. Can't let that happen, especially in crucial situations. It hurts your team a lot. My mistake.
But good, but big plays. Guys were making big plays. Defense was getting turnovers.
Yeah, Adam had that one-hand catch. Did you see it?
Yeah.
In the beginning with those good yellow gloves.
So, Paul, what do you say to the people that are shocked that you guys came out like you did today, expecting more like a Pittsburgh game, and you guys just turned everything on the heels?
Just as far as, like, people, you know, y'all watch the game. You know what I'm saying? We come out, we prepare, we do everything we can to make things happen. When they don't go as planned, sorry. I mean, we're trying our best, but this week, you know, we prepared the right way. We did everything that we could, and we came out and executed. So hopefully we just keep it going and keep you guys happy.
Did you know you have some matchups that you like? Did you have any feel for that going in? You know, sometimes you think, I got this one?
You kind of got to always feel that way, no matter who it is, you know, matchup-wise, whoever they throw out there, you got to feel like you know, you can win. You know, when I go out there, no matter who out there, I don't care who's checking me, I want to win.
Did you guys have any conversation about what you guys are going to do with the national anthem before the game?
No conversation about it.
With both defense and offense making big plays, just kind of what was the energy like on the sideline with you guys coming in and out?
Just, you know, fire. I wish you guys could be a part of it, outside looking in. But me being on the other side is exciting, especially to see the defense get picks. Griff back there chasing people down, and, like, you know, it kind of gets us going as well. Gives us a spark as well. So we feed off each other. You know, offense having success, defense out there. You know, defensive guys always want to be offensive guys. So that's just how it is.
How about Dalvin getting his first touchdown?
Yeah.
How do you feel for him?
I was just happy. You know, I wish he would have got in there sooner, but, you know, timing is everything. I'm happy he got in there, and hopefully he get in there a lot more. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Y'all
have a good one.
Congratulations.